Arizona audit, 74,243 mail-in ballots returned with no clear record of them being sent. By Michael Patrick Leahy on July 16, 2021. Update, according to the AP, there is a reason there is no clear record of thousands of mail-in ballots in Maricopa County. Arizona's EB-32 file includes all requests for early ballots up to 11 days before the election, while the EV-33 file includes returned early ballots up to the Monday before the election. The AP states, there is a 10-day period between the final day of each report, during which thousands of mail-in votes are submitted and thousands of additional voters go to voting centers, request early ballots in person and submit them. The head of the company conducting the forensic audit of the November 2020 election results in Maricopa County told Arizona State Senate President Karen Fan in a hearing on Thursday the audit has uncovered no clear record of 74,243 mail-in ballots being sent in the 2020 election. We have 74,243 mail-in ballots where there is no clear record of them being sent. Just to be clear, here in the state of Arizona there is EV-32s and EV-33s. EV-32s are supposed to give a record of when a mail-in ballot is sent. EV-33 is supposed to give a record of when the mail-in ballot is received. Doug Logan, CEO of Cyber Ninjas, testified at the hearing. He continued, there should be more EV-32s, more sent out, than there are that are received. Specifically, with these, we can tie them to a specific individual that it was mailed to. So we have 74,000 where we have them came back from individuals where we don't have a clear indication that they were ever sent out to them. That could be a something where documentation wasn't done right. There's a clerical issue. There's not proper things there, but I think when we've got 74,000, it merits knocking on a door and validating some of this information. You can watch his statement here. Former Arizona Secretary of State Ken Bennett, the official liaison of the Arizona State Senate audit, also testified, as Just the News reported. In the state Senate hearing on Thursday, Senate liaison Ken Bennett described the process by which election workers duplicate a ballot. If a ballot gets damaged and has to be sent to duplication, there is a very specific process in the state elections procedure manual, he said. That process involves applying matching serial numbers to both original and duplicated ballots. Arizona State Senate President Karen Fan began the hearing by emphasizing the purpose of the audit of Maricopa County's 2020 election results was to identify election integrity issues so that Arizona voters could have confidence that future elections would be free and fair. Logan and Bennett began the hearing by outlining the audit procedures, which they assured those in attendance met the highest standards. Fan closed the hearing by emphasizing the testimony represented an interim report of the forensic audit results and a final report would be forthcoming. She noted the final report was hindered by the continued lack of cooperation with the audit by Maricopa County Board of Supervisors and county officials. President Joe Biden was certified the victor of Arizona's 11 Electoral College votes in the November 2020 election by the narrow margin of less than 11,000 votes out of 3 million cast. The majority of the state's votes, 2.1 million, were cast in Maricopa County, which is being subjected to the current forensic audit. Opposition to the forensic audit from Democrats and the establishment media has been intense. Earlier this week, two Democrat members of the House Oversight Committee announced they intended to launch an investigation of the Arizona State Senate forensic audit of the November 2020 election results in Maricopa County.